Florida tops the nation with the number of residents getting subsidies to buy health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Exchange. One reason is because state legislators decided against expanding Medicaid, the state's health insurance program for the poor and disabled. Florida Hospital CEO Lars Homan was in as the legislative session kicked off, urging lawmakers to take billions of dollars and to give health care to nearly a million more Floridians. Homan spoke with 90.7's health reporter Abe Abaraya. He started by talking about his strategy to convince lawmakers.
The Senate is making its way, and they have some pretty good position on the need to do this. So it's focused on the House.
Well, let's role play for a moment. Pretend that I'm Steve Crisafulli. Try and convince me to allow health care and Medicaid to come to the floor.
Sure. Basically, the economy has rebounded, but there's about 800 and some thousand people who are not participating in the health care economy. And while we may have added 700 and some thousand new jobs, a good number of those, majority of those are probably not people who have health insurance. So you're getting half a sandwich with those new jobs that have been created. Second is the fact that Florida business is less competitive, because Florida business, which everyone is wanting to see flourish because they create jobs, help the job creators by reducing this cost shift that is built in to cover the uninsured in the state of Florida that's carried by people who have private insurance, whether it's employer-provided or purchased by individuals. And then the third, which should really inspire some indignance, is that we're shipping, you know, $3-4 billion to other states of federal taxes that have already been sent basically by Floridians. And those states are now benefiting from Floridians' money.
Well, Lars, why are you so vocal about this? You know, what's at stake for Florida Hospital and Adventist Health System?
Well, I'm vocal about it for Florida Hospital, but that's secondary. I'm more vocal about it because of the business interests that we all have in our community. To me, it's an economic development, economic issue. We have a disadvantage as a community and as a state when we have a hidden tax on all the employers and individuals who are choosing to or have to get health insurance. When we have this category of people that money is available for coverage and we choose not to take that money, that basically the cost of that gets shifted right into our business community, and that's an economic disadvantage. And I think that hobbles us a bit in terms of our economic strength and our aspirations to grow new jobs and become more globally competitive. And we have to be nationally competitive, too. We're competing for jobs with states that have adopted coverage expansion for the working poor. And when they're attracting companies, they have that one leg up. So, but from the standpoint, the third standpoint, it's just a matter of the heart. And this doesn't always move legislation, unfortunately, but the matter of the heart is, why would we choose not to cover people who have this available to them? And it's been sorted out and it's been made available, and we can do it in a way in Florida that does not create a new entitlement. It actually creates a new consumer.
I've had multiple people tell me that this doesn't have a shot in the House this session, and, you know, maybe in a special session. I mean, do you feel like this is, you know, maybe a lost cause or something that, you know, is going to have to be taken up again later?
I don't spend energy on lost causes. I don't believe that for a minute. There is a chance, and we just have to keep pushing on it till something opens up on it. If we end up in special session, so be it. But I'm working on it because I believe there's a good chance still in regular session that something opens up.